This is the Sakar Murli of the 8th of January, 2026. Essence. Sweet children, you must never have false arrogance about anything. Have full regard for this chariot. Question. Which children among you become multi-million times fortunate and which ones become unfortunate? Answer. Those whose activity is like that of deities and who give happiness to everyone become multi-million times fortunate, whereas those who fail are called unfortunate. Some become greatly unfortunate and therefore continue to cause sorrow for others. They don't know how to give happiness. Baba says, children, take very good care of yourselves. Give everyone happiness and become worthy. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you spiritual children. By sitting in this university, you claim a high status. You understand in your hearts that you are claiming the highest on high status of heaven. Such children should have a lot of happiness. Even if you all do have faith, not all of you are the same. You are always number-wise from the first to the last. In a test paper, they also become number-wise from the first number to the last number. Some pass and some still fail. Each of you can ask your heart, Baba is making me so elevated, but to what extent have I become worthy? Am I better than so-and-so, or am I less worthy? This is a study. It has been seen that those who are weak in some subjects attain a lower grade. Even when someone is a monitor but is weak in certain subjects, he too would attain a lower grade. Scarcely any win a scholarship. This too is a school. You know that all of you are studying. The first and foremost thing here is purity. You called out to the Father in order for you to become pure. When your criminal eyes are working, you yourselves are able to feel that. Some write to Baba, Baba, I am weak in this subject. It definitely remains in the intellects of students when they are very weak in a particular subject. Some even believe that they will fail. The number one subject in this is purity. Many write to Baba and say that they have been defeated. So what would you say to that? Their hearts understand that they won't be able to climb up. You are establishing the pure world. This is your aim and objective. The Father says, children, constantly remember me alone and become pure, and you will be able to enter the dynasty of Lakshmi and Narayan. A teacher is able to understand whether a student can receive a high status or not. That one is the supreme teacher. This Dada also studied at school. Some children do very bad things, and in the end the master has to punish them. Previously they used to give very severe punishment. Now the punishment has been reduced, and so students become even more spoilt. Nowadays, students create so much upheaval. Students are called the new blood. Look at what they do. They set things on fire and show the power of their youth. This is a devilish world. Young men are very bad. Their eyes are very criminal. Externally, they appear to be very good. It is said, you cannot reach the depths of God. Similarly, you cannot reach the depths as far as knowing what type of human being they are. Yes, you can understand how much of this knowledge their intellects have taken in by seeing how they study and what their activity is like. When some speak, it is as though flowers are being showered from their lips, whereas when others speak, it is as though they are throwing stones. To look at, you would think that they will be very good, and they even write down points, but they have stone intellects. They just have external show. Maya is very powerful, and this is why it is remembered that those who were amazed by this knowledge and related it to others, those who called themselves the children of Shiv Baba, then ran away, that is, they became traitors. Don't think that clever ones don't become traitors. Even some very good and clever ones become traitors. Even in physical armies it is like that. They take an aeroplane to another country. It is the same here. Establishment takes a lot of effort. Children have to make a lot of effort to study, and teachers have to make a lot of effort to teach. In a school, when it is seen that a student is disturbing others and not studying, he is punished. That one is the father. The father doesn't say anything. That rule doesn't apply to the father. Here you have to remain completely peaceful. The father is the bestower of happiness, the ocean of love. Therefore the behavior of you children should be like that of the deities. Baba always tells you children that you are multi-million times fortunate. However, some of you even become multi-million times unfortunate. Those who fail can only be called unfortunate. Baba knows that this will continue till the end. Some definitely do become greatly unfortunate. Their behavior is such that it can be understood that they won't be able to stay here, that they are not worthy of becoming so elevated. They continue to cause everyone sorrow. Since they don't even know how to give happiness, what would their condition be? Baba always says, children, take very good care of yourselves. According to the drama, all of this has to happen. They become even worse than iron. Very good ones never even write a letter. What would the condition be of those poor helpless ones? The father says, I have come to benefit everyone. Today I grant salvation to everyone, and tomorrow they become degraded. You say that you were the masters of the world yesterday, and that you have become slaves today. You children now have the whole tree in your intellects. This tree is wonderful. Human beings don't even understand this tree. You now know that a cycle means the accurate tree of the full 5,000 years. There can be no difference of even a second. You children are now receiving the knowledge of this unlimited tree. The one who is giving you this knowledge is the Lord of the tree. A seed is so tiny, but just look how much fruit emerges from it. This tree too is so wonderful, and its seed is so tiny. A soul is so tiny. The Father too is very tiny. He cannot be seen with these eyes. They relate the example of Vivekananda, who said that a light came out of his guru and entered him, A light cannot come out of one and enter another like that. They don't understand what came out of him. Many have such visions. Those people believe in that and then even write about it. God speaks. There is no praise of human beings. There is only praise of the deities. There is also the praise of the one who makes you into deities like them. Baba has had very good cards made. If you are going to celebrate someone's birthday, it should be Shiv Baba's. It was Shiv Baba who made Lakshmi and Narayan become like that. There is praise of just the one. Remember just that one. This one says, I become the highest of all and then I come down. No one knows that the highest of all, Lakshmi and Narayan, take 84 births and then come down. The same applies to you. You were the masters of the world. What have you become now? Who was there in the golden age? All of you were there, number-wise, according to the efforts you made. There were kings and queens. There were those of the Sun Dynasty and also the Moon Dynasty. Baba explains to you very well. You children should keep this knowledge of the world cycle in your intellects while walking and moving around. You are living lighthouses. Keep the whole study in your intellects. However, you haven't reached that stage yet. It is yet to come. This will be the stage of those who are to pass with honours. They will have all of this knowledge in their intellects. Only then will you be called the beloved, lovely children of the Father. The Father surrenders the kingdom of heaven to such children. He says, I don't rule the kingdom. I give it to you. This is called selfless service. You children understand that the Father is seating you on his head. Therefore you should remember such a father so much. This drama is predestined. The Father comes at the confluence age and grants you all salvation, number-wise, according to your efforts. The number one is the highest and is completely pure, and the last number is completely impure. Baba gives love and remembrance to everyone. Baba says very clearly, you must never have any false arrogance. The Father says, you have to remain cautious and also have regard for the chariot. The Father speaks through this one. This one was never insulted before. Everyone used to love him. Now look how many insults he has to take. Some became traitors and ran away. And so what would their condition be? They would fail, would they not? The Father explains, this is what Maya is like. Therefore remain very cautious. Maya doesn't leave anyone alone. She starts all sorts of fires. The Father says, all of my children have become absolutely ugly by sitting on the pyre of lust. Not all can be the same, nor do you all have the same part. This place is called a brothel. Everyone must have sat on the pyre of lust so many times. Ravan is so powerful. He makes your intellect impure. Even those who came here and took teachings from the Father have become like that. Your criminal eyes can never change unless you remember the Father. This is why there is the story of Surdas, someone who blinded himself. That is just a story that they have made up as an example. Each of you children has now received a third eye of this knowledge. ignorance means darkness. When it is said you are blind, it means you are ignorant. This knowledge is incognito, and so there is no question of saying anything. All of this knowledge emerges in a second. The easiest of all is knowledge. Nevertheless, the tests from Maya will continue till the end. At this time, you are in the middle of storms. When you become strong, there won't be so many storms, and you won't fall. Then you will see how much your tree will grow. It will become very well known. A tree always grows. When a little destruction takes place, you will become very cautious. You will then cling to the Father in remembrance. You will understand that very little time remains. The Father says very clearly, interact with one another with a lot of love. Don't show anyone a stern eye. The face changes completely when the evil spirit of anger comes. You have to become those whose faces are like Lakshmi and Narayan's. Your aim and objective is in front of you. Visions will take place at the end when you are to be transferred. Just as you had visions in the beginning, so at the end you will see many parts and you will remain very happy. It is said, death to the prey and happiness to the hunter. Many scenes will have to be witnessed at the end, and this is why there will be repentance. This is what I did. The punishment for that will then be very severe. The Father comes and teaches you. If you don't maintain his honour, there has to be punishment. The most punishment will be experienced by those who indulge in vice and those who become instruments to cause a great deal of defamation of Shiv Baba. Maya is very powerful. Look what happens during establishment. You are now becoming deities. There are no devils, etc., in the Golden Age. That refers to the Confluence Age. Vicious human beings cause so much sorrow. They beat their daughters and force them to marry. Women are beaten so much for vice. They face so much opposition. Those people say, if even sannyasis can't remain pure, who are you people to say that you remain pure? As you make progress, they will definitely come to understand. You cannot become deities without having purity. You tell them that you attain so much and that this is why you are able to renounce everything. God speaks, those who conquer lust conquer the world. If you are going to become like Lakshmi and Narayan, why wouldn't you remain pure? However, Maya can also make you fall a great deal. This study is very elevated. The Father comes and teaches you. When some children don't remember this very well, Maya slaps them. Maya makes some disobey me a great deal. Then what would the condition of such souls be? Maya makes you so careless and arrogant, don't even ask. The kingdom is created number-wise. Therefore there has to be some reason why it is created like that. You are now receiving this knowledge of the past, present and future. Therefore you have to pay a great deal of attention. As soon as arrogance comes, you die. Maya makes you completely not worth a penny. When you disobey the Father, you can't remember him. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Interact with one another with a lot of love. Never become angry or show anyone a stern eye. Never disobey the Father. 2. In order to pass with honors, keep this study in your intellect. Become a living lighthouse. Let this knowledge turn around in your intellect day and night. Blessing. May your intellect have such unshakable faith in the authority of the Almighty Father that every task becomes easy. You carry out all your work with the authority of the most elevated Almighty Father. Make your faith in this so unshakable that no one can shake you. By doing so, no matter how big a task you carry out is, you will experience it to be easy. Nowadays, science has invented such machinery that you can easily receive an answer to any question, and that you are free from using your brain. In the same way, when you keep the Almighty Authority in front of you, you will easily have an answer to all questions and experience this path to be easy. Slogan. Use your power of concentration to transform your stage of being under an external influence. Avyakt signal. In this Avyakt month, stay free from bondage and experience the stage of liberation in life. The pleasure of Brahmin life is in the stage of being liberated in life. To become detached means to be liberated. Do not be subservient even to your sanskars. What can I do? How can I do this? I did not want to do this, but it happened. This means to be in a life of bondage. You didn't have any desire, ichcha, but you did like, achcha, something. You had to give a correction, but you became angry instead. This is the stage of a life of bondage. A Brahmin means one who is liberated in life. Such a soul can never be tied by any bondage. Om Shanti.